Come on, every hand raised. Every hand raised in this place. I want you to picture in your mind. I know a lot of you, when you came in that door, you put on a face that says everything's all right. A face that says, I don't have a need in my life. I'm okay. I'm good. Whatever was happening earlier in the day, you took that mask off and you left it in your car and you put on your church face. But guess what? God sees you right where you're at tonight. And so I want every hand raised in this place, and whatever you came in needing tonight, whatever you've been praying for, whatever on the way here, as you were driving in your car and you were talking to God, you said, God, I need you to show up in this situation. God, I've got a financial need. God, I need you to show up in my family. God, I need you to show up in my body. Whatever that need is, I want you to picture it in your mind's eye right now. And I want you to look up at me. Your answer is not in this building. Your answer is not in a song. It's not in music. It's not in lights. Your answer is above. The Bible says, I will look unto the hills, for that is where my help comes from. Your help, that need, is in Him. It's up above tonight. So I want everybody just to reach out to heaven now. And whatever you have need of tonight, I just want you to take hold of it. Whatever you came in tonight lacking, whatever you came in tonight needing, the Bible says that because of His riches and glory, we are supplied with everything that we need. The Bible says in Isaiah 53 that we are healed by the stripes on Jesus' back. He said that at my right hand are pleasures forevermore. Everything you need. Everything you've hoped for. Everything you've been praying for. Maybe some of you in here tonight, maybe you haven't known how to pray. Maybe you've never prayed. Maybe it's been years since you prayed. Prayer's a word that you hear a lot. Hey, I'm praying for you. Man, I'm going to be praying about that. But in case you're in here tonight and you're not sure how to pray, how to ask God for what you have need of, praying is very simply just talking to God. It doesn't have to be this long, drawn-out, emotional thing. The most powerful prayer that I see in Scripture that Jesus prayed was to raise a man from the dead that had been dead for 4 days. And He spoke three words. Lazarus, come forth. So whatever you have need of, you don't have to get out 500 scriptures and put on your favorite 6 worship CDs. You just got to say, Father, finances, come forth. Healing, come forth. Joy, come forth. Faith, come forth. Love, come forth. Acceptance, come forth. Hope, come forth. And God said He is faithful to meet you in that need. You know, I think about worship times like we've had tonight. And I think about movies that you just don't want to end. Anybody ever seen a movie like that? Where whenever it's over, you're like, oh man, hopefully there's some after the credits, right? Because you want it to keep going. Or you walk out of the theater thinking, man, I can't wait until the next sequel comes out. Because I just want more of this. How much more should we want more of this? More of His presence. More of His goodness. So I don't know about you tonight, but I could just do this all night. But sometimes we have to move on. Sometimes there's something greater that God wants in front of us, right? How many of you know sometimes the sequel is better than the first? And in God, it might not be like The Matrix. It might not be like Captain America, where each subsequent one gets worse and worse. But the Bible says that we go from what? Glory to glory. It only gets better. It only goes higher. And so I was thinking about Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 1. It says there's an appointed time for everything. And there's a time for every event under heaven. A time to give birth, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to uproot what has been planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to tear down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. There's a time for everything in life. Everything. Just a few months ago, I buried my grandfather. And as sad as that day was, and even though I mourned his death, I knew that there was a new day coming that was going to launch my family into a new season. You see, there's seasons in life. A lot of you have experienced this. A lot of you have had jobs that you loved. A lot of you have had schools that you loved. And something happened. You got transferred to a different location. Maybe you were in middle school and your parents said, hey, we're going to move. And you went into a new season. And it's not easy. Nowhere in Ecclesiastes did it say it was going to be easy. But if it's God, it'll always be worth it. And he'll always be with you. And he's always faithful. And he's always good. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. This is Jesus speaking to the disciples. He said, and when the Holy Spirit comes on you, you will be able to be my witness. How many of you know without the Holy Spirit, you're not going to be able to be the ultimate witness that God wants you to be for Jesus? It says, when the Holy Spirit comes on you, you'll be able to be my witnesses in Jerusalem. That's home. That's here. That's Fort Worth. That's your neighborhood. All over Judea and Samaria. That's Texas. And to the ends of the world. That's pretty self-explanatory. In the Greek, the ends of the world still means the ends of the world. But it says these were his last words. Think about that for a second. These were Jesus' last words. When the Holy Spirit comes on you, you're going to be able to be my witness. You're going to be a picture of me, a portrait of me, an illustration of me because I'm leaving. You're going to be better off because I'm leaving. And now you're going to be able to go into your neighborhoods, into your apartment complexes, into your schools, into your jobs, and be a witness for me. And you're going to go out into the other places of Texas. You're going to maybe even take a missions trip across the world. It says, as they watched, he was taken up and disappeared into a cloud. And they, the disciples, stood there staring into the empty sky. Jesus has spoken his last words. His earthly leadership had ended. He was transitioning to his next place. He was transitioning into the next place of glory that God had for him. And he said, it's better that I go away. It's going to be better for you. And then he ascended on the clouds. I'm going to be honest. I would have been just like the disciples. Hey, anybody got a telescope? I still see him. says, as they stood there staring into the empty sky, suddenly two men appeared in white robes. And they said, you Galileans, why do you just stand here looking up at the empty sky? Saying basically, hey, Jesus is gone. It's time to stop looking for him. It's time to stop looking to him. And it's time to go out and do what he just said to do. You want to honor him? You want to worship him? You want to do what he's been telling you to do? Don't stand staring at him. Go and do likewise. Take what he's given you. Take what he's planted into you for the last 3.5 years and go into the world and be ye therefore. Be disciples. I imagine they were hurt. The master, their teacher, their pastor, their prophet, their representation of godly leadership is gone. His time with them has passed. And I imagine they were hurting. I imagine they probably didn't want to see him go. They wanted more time with him. I imagine Peter probably was thinking to himself, man, I wish I wouldn't have said and done some of those boneheaded things. I imagine Thomas was like, man, if only I had a do-over, I wouldn't have doubted him. But the best thing the disciples could do would be to walk forward and go into the uttermost places of the world. And I heard the Lord say, if you get stuck gazing, you will stop growing. If you get stuck gazing, you will stop growing. God wants us to go from seasons to the next season and transition in life and not get stuck gazing, but to grow. I heard a story yesterday about how lobsters grow. You know, lobsters' shells do not stretch. They do not grow. So you see, they get to a place where they start to get uncomfortable. But they know that they're not going to grow if they stay in the current shell that they have. And so once they start to get uncomfortable, that signals something in the lobster that they need a new shell. They need a new place to live. They need a new place to dwell. And so they go and they hide under a rock and they shake off their shell and they grow a new one. And I believe for all of us, at times in our lives, God is saying the uncomfortability is the trigger that God is saying you need to grow. But don't get stuck gazing at what's been. Don't get stuck staring in the clouds at the previous season. Look out. There's a world around you that needs you. There's a world around you that needs what you have. If you get stuck gazing, you will stop growing. And then lastly, 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. This is Paul speaking. He says, who do you think Paul is anyway? Or Apollos for that matter? Servants. Both of us are mere servants who waited on you as you gradually learned to entrust your lives to our mutual master. Paul's saying, hey, don't think I'm this great guy. I'm just the servant that was here to help you grow as you served our mutual master, as you served our king. You weren't serving me. You were serving him. Paul said, follow me, but make sure you understand that you're really following Christ. He goes on to say, we each carried out our servant assignment. I planted the seed, but Apollos watered the plants. But God was the one that made you grow. Some translations say, but God brings the increase. Paul is saying here, hey, look, guys, don't get caught up in who's your pastor. Don't get caught up in who's your leader. They've been sent to you for a time to help you learn and to help you grow, to serve. But don't get it twisted. You are ultimately serving a mutual master, Jesus. So even though Paul was the one bringing the word, even though Paul was the one discipling, even though Apollos came along and did his part too, even though Pastor Donnie's been preaching, even though Pastor Dara's been singing and leading worship, even though Rabia has been leading volunteers and groups and everything else, ultimately it was God that was speaking. It was God that was bringing increase in your life. It was God that was delivering you from drugs. It was God that was delivering you from alcohol. It was God that was delivering you from incorrect thinking processes. It was God that took you out of depression. It was God that took you from who you used to be and put you in the place of who you're called to be. It wasn't Paul. It wasn't Apollos. It was God. Don't get stuck staring. Don't get stuck gazing at what's been, or you'll stop growing. And so tonight, I believe God is saying that there are seasons in life that we're all going to walk in and out of. But God always takes us from glory to glory. There is no reverse in God's glory car. There's only one gear, glory. He doesn't take us back. He only takes us higher. It'd be easy for that lobster to say, oh man, I don't have a shell now. I'm not protected. I don't have a covering. The thing that's been covering me, the thing that I've found security in, the thing that I've found hope in, the thing that I've hidden myself in, I don't have that now. But you still gotta grow. Do you have something you wanted to share? So talking about seasons, the last 4.5, almost 5 years has been the most amazing time in Pastor Darren in my life. Getting to do life with you guys. Getting to walk beside you guys, love on you guys, be loved by you, worship with you, cry with you, celebrate with you. But for us and for you, God's taking us into a new season. There's a new season here at the Bridge. There's a new season that God has capstoned tonight. And he's launching all of us into our next season. And so a week ago on Wednesday, we met with, Pastor Darren and I met with the leadership here at the church. And how many of you are thankful for the leadership here at the church? Pastor George, Pastor Terry, Brother Copeland, Miss Gloria, Pastor Dwayne. And I'm thankful that they hear from God. Do you believe that? They hear from God. And so we met with them and they said, hey guys, we've heard from God and we believe that he's given us a vision for the Bridge, for young adult ministry. And that vision does not include you guys. But what's amazing is that we believe that God has a great vision for you that he's launching you into now. And so you see, in the kingdom, if we get stuck gazing at what's been, we'll miss the opportunity to grow. And so tonight is Pastor Dara and my's greatest joy is to sit here and see all of you guys, to worship with you. But it's time for us to transition. It's time for us to go into our next thing. And we just wanted to say thank you for allowing us to serve you, for allowing us to lead you, for allowing us to pastor you these last 4.5 years. It's been the greatest joy of our life.
I think it's so special whenever you get to grow up with people. And you know, we had just gotten married. And we were kids, you know? And we got to be kids together. And the last couple days, Donnie and I have been with some friends, remembering just really beautiful moments, like life-changing, miraculous, awesome moments that we would not have gotten to experience without you. So serving at the Bridge has been one of our greatest honors. And you are a massive reason why. And what I would tell you is that change is, at times, unfortunately, inevitable. And whether you're the one doing the change, or your circumstances are changing around you, God's looking at you. And he wants to know what you're going to do. Because every time change comes, you have the opportunity to win. So how Donnie and I roll is family. It's relationship. We believe if it isn't relational, it isn't biblical. So for eternity and for real, for both, we're connected. We're going to stay connected. We want to pray over you guys. We want to bless you. We're very, very thankful for all of you and for this ministry and the honor to serve here.
And so before we pray over you, I just want to publicly say thank you to our pastors, George and Terry. In case you do not know, they handpicked us after a pretty long period of time with no young adults pastor, with no leadership, with no clear direction, no clear this. What you see today was not 5 years ago. But our pastors heard from God and they said, we need a place for our young adults. We need a place that they can learn and they can grow. So thank them. Honor them. Value them. It's a beautiful thing. There are churches all across the country, all across the world that don't have a young adults ministry, that don't invest into this age group, that don't invest into leaders and pastors to be able to serve this generation. And I'm eternally grateful to our pastors. Eternally grateful. And like Pastor Dara said, well, she didn't say this, but I'll say it. We're not going into witness protection program, okay? Our names are not changing. Our phone numbers are not changing. We're still here. We're just going to be transitioning into a different place. So, man, I get that there's emotions. I get that there's sadness. Ecclesiastes said there's a time for sadness. There's a time to cry. There's a time to mourn. But, man, I believe that there's a time coming for every single one of us. That's going to be a time of leaping, of dancing, and of joy whenever we fully step into that next place and you see just how amazing that shift that God did here in the Bridge is going to be for your life. You want to pray over him? Yeah. You'll have to forgive me. This is the first time that I have really preached from my phone. It's a little different. So we just want to pray this prayer over you. Some of you will recognize it. It's the Aaronic blessing from the Old Testament. Matter of fact, can everybody do this? I just want you just to put your hands like this, like you're receiving. Just put them up like this. And if you're comfortable, close your eyes. If you're not, that's cool. But as Pastor Dara prays this over you, I want you just to picture, envision, not a blonde, beautiful angel, Picture God speaking this over you.
And I heard the Lord say this morning, specifically to you guys, that this, it's so short and sweet and it's for you, but I heard to tell you guys that you are warriors. You were born for such a time as this, and your age does not disqualify you, it will launch you. And no one and nothing can stop the plan of God and the voice that you are called to be to the body of Christ. Thank goodness for that. So we don't look at each other, we don't look at men, we look up. Amen.
And if you've been excited about what's happening here at the Bridge, you should be even more excited. If you've jumped in at your ankle level and you said, let me check this out for a little bit, now is the time to fully dive in. Because God is getting ready to do something in the Bridge. He's getting ready to do something in Eagle Mountain International Church, and you're going to be a part of that. You've already been a part of it, but you're about to be an even bigger part of it. But you can't be stuck gazing. You can't be stuck looking into the clouds, the empty clouds. You got to go and do what God is calling you to do and get plugged in. Get fully invested into what God is doing here. And the pastors are going to be laying out what that's going to look like very soon. And they're going to have answers very soon for all those different details. And if I know anything about the leadership here, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be absolutely amazing. Hands up. Hands up.
Sounded like a rap song. Bless the Lord, a redeemed one. Okay, this is number 6. God, I just thank you, Lord. I plead the blood over these beautiful young adults, Lord, our brothers and our sisters. God, and I thank you that you promised, Father, that you would bless them and you would keep them. God, to keep means to perfectly tend the needs, the desires, the issues, God, the questions. Lord, keep them in that. You said, Father, that you would make your face to shine upon us. Lord, bright, eyes to see, ears flooded with light. God, these are bright, beautiful, called, future is bright, young adults. You said that you would always be gracious to us. The Lord, you lift up your countenance upon each one of them. And you said that you promised that you would give them peace. You said that you would bless them. And God, peace is not weak. Hope isn't weak.
Yes, God.
God, there is a peace right now in our lives and in the life of this young adult ministry that passes complete and total understanding.
Thank you, Father.
And you said that you would mount garrison, God, like a shield, that you would literally put a blanket around us as a community. God, and you would take care. We trust you, God. Nobody has ever been the perfect shepherd except for you.
Thank you, Father.
And you perfectly tend to the needs of your kids.
Thank you,
and we trust you, God. What you allowed us to hold and steward, we just put it right back into your hands because you're way better, God.
Yeah. Thank you, Father.
We trust you, Lord.
Amen and amen. Can we just give the Lord some praise for a moment? In whatever way you do that, can we just thank him? Can you just tell the Lord thank you? Can you just thank him for his goodness? Can you just thank him for his grace? Can you thank him that his love is perfect and never ending? Amen and amen.
Praise God. You know, when I was coming out here, Pastor, and Miss Derek, come up here, sweetheart. I love to see your face up here. You're so pretty. I sought the Lord this afternoon, and you know, what would I share? And believe it or not, the Lord spoke to me and said, I got it taken care of. So I prepared anyway. Just to be sure. And the scriptures that I wrote was Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 2 and on. Acts chapter 1, verse 7 and on, and Numbers chapter 6, verse 24 and on, which were the exact scriptures you covered. I want you to post up there Acts chapter 1, verse 7 and 8. The Lord was speaking to me about seasons, and that's exactly what you spoke of. You know, there was a time when the disciples were questioning, you know, when is the kingdom coming? When is it all come to an end? And Jesus spoke in verse 7. He says, he told them, you don't get to know the time. Timing is the Father's business. What you get is the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit comes on you, you will be able to be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all over Judea and Samaria, even to the ends of the world. You may not understand the seasons and why things happen. But as Pastor Donnie said tonight, we trust the God who made the seasons. We put our faith in the one who made every season occur the way it does. Pastor Donnie and Miss Dara, you're going into a new season in your life. I shared that with you from my heart to you. You're going into a new season. The things about seasons is that, you know, how many of you, you know, you've lived here all your life in Texas, you realize that all seasons can happen in one day here. But if you go, who's from the north around here? Isn't the north the most beautiful place to see the season when it goes into the autumn and fall? You see, the south is very brilliant and bright and beautiful when it goes from winter to spring. But each season has its own beauty. You're going into a season that's much more beautiful than you could have ever imagined, because the God of all seasons has planned it out for the both of you. Not only for what you've done, but for what God is doing here at Eagle Mountain International Church. See, the thing about the seasons that you talked about in Ecclesiastes 3 is that there's a time to plant. There's a time for harvest. There's a time. Pastor, you planted. You planted in their lives that incorruptible seed, and you see the fruit of it. And countless of others that we don't maybe get the opportunity to know them because they're on internet. But you've planted lots of seeds. Be ready for a great harvest. Be expectant. And for you, Jesus is so wonderful. Jesus said these words when Jesus was taken up. Right before he was taken up, he told his disciples, I'm not leaving you alone, but I'm sending you, we saw in verse 8, the Holy Spirit, which is the Comforter. You have the very Comforter living in you. And that Comforter takes us from season to season. And as Pastor Donnie said a moment ago, from glory to glory. Pastor, I was thinking about something, and I think you and I heard the same preaching, because what you mentioned and what I got, I thought, okay, I'm going to say this. When Jesus called the disciples that were by the shore, told them to leave their nets and follow them. Before they could fulfill their calling, they had to leave what they were comfortable with. Their comfort was what they would do. That's their daily thing. They did that. there's a deeper calling on you. There's a deeper calling in you. And in order for you to be able to launch out, this is your launching. I want to bless you tonight. I want to pray for you. But I'm going to ask the Bridge leadership, the six of you, please come up if you're here. And then I'm going to ask if you're an EMIC KCM staff, come up here, please. And I want to ask both of you, come down here. Now, the rest of you, come on up. I'm not leaving you out. This is the leadership, and this is the staff of EMIC. Come over here, Pastor, of KCM and EMIC. We do life together. You know, they're not going anywhere. I told Miss Dara she's still got to teach me how to eat sushi. I heard she's the queen of knowing what sushi to eat. And y'all sushi eaters out there? I like mine, you know, battered and deep fried, but you know, it's all right. I love you, sir. And the path that you take is not one you've taken before. It's new. And as you take that step of faith forward and into the unknown, you say it's unknown, but God says, I know what it is. Because he says, I have paved the way. I have ordered your steps, says the Lord. And as you take each step, you do that in faith. And as you step out in faith and you trust in me, says the Lord, then I will reveal more and more what your life will be. And I will show you the impact that you will make. And you'll look back and you'll say, yes, Lord, I see it now. I see it now. So trust in the Lord. Follow him. Let the light of his word be your guide. Be thankful for those that have been in your past and in your presence, but look forward. Look forward for those that are in your future, because those will be. Those will be extraordinary. So, Father, we lift up Pastor Donnie and Dara to you. Father, we surround them with your love, our love. We cover them with the blood of Jesus. And we declare that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. We speak peace in their home and in their lives and in their ministry. We silence the enemy's plans and the arrows that are set against them. No, they shall do him no harm. And Father, we rejoice, Lord, as we know that you have a plan for them. And I'm thankful. Hallelujah. Father, I'm thankful. Right now, we rejoice as a body. Right now, we rejoice in the lives that will be changed, dear Lord, because of these two that have been sent. Father, we send them right now. Now, Father, we thank you for the anointing of God on their lives. We thank you, Lord, that it increases. The anointing that they have received here, Lord, and the impartation, even through Brother Copeland and the pastors, Lord, of this church, Pastors George and Pastor Terry, Lord, as they have laid their hands on them and as they, dear Lord, have been a big part in their lives, Father, in the name of Jesus, is the groundwork, the foundation, Lord, that you will build even more and more upon. And I thank you, Lord, for the increase. The increase. Father, I lift up the bridge to you. And I thank you for the Holy Spirit, which is our comforter. But not only is he our comforter, he is our guide. He reveals the word to us. He brings things into remembrance. And Father, I thank you that every word that has ever been preached from this pulpit, Lord, will not fall, but it will accomplish that which it was sent to do. And I declare, Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, that every young person, Father, is still chewing on that word. And it is creating, dear Lord, success. And it's taking them to a new level, Father. And Father, they will be the world changers. They will make an impact, dear Lord, here and to the ends of the earth. So, Father, I give you praise and I give you glory. And Father, we lift up our pastors to you, Pastors George and Terry, and we thank you, Lord, that you guide them, Lord. We thank you, Father, that, oh, Father, we love them. We thankful, Lord, that we are that they love us. And so, Father, we pray, dear Lord, for wisdom, and we pray for their protection. We pray, Lord, for them to increase, dear Lord, in all areas. We give you the praise for that. Oh, Father, you are so good. Would you just tell him how good he is? Oh, you're so good, Lord. You are so good. Just sing to him how good he is. Just out of the spirit, out of your spirit. Lord, you're good, you're good. Oh, we worship you, Lord. We magnify you. You're so good, so good, so good to me. So good to me. Oh, I thank you for your love, Lord. I thank you for your peace. Oh, I thank you, Lord, I thank you. Oh, Ramasariande, Libre Mesiria, Maragaradanda, Libre. Om Ramada Sikarandi Andele Brahmasari Ame. Om Ramasiri Andeshe Lebro Sukorabari Anenene Mare Gase. Om Ramadidi Adeshe Lebro Sukorabayada. Enderia Serebo Sukoramadi Dia. Endelebro Sukoromasi Andeshe Ne Maria. Oh, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, Pastor Donnie said tonight, whatever you need, you can take it. James chapter 1 tells us if you lack wisdom, if you lack peace, if you lack healing, if you lack joy, let him ask. How do you ask? In faith. Nothing wavering. You ask in faith. And let me tell you right now, the presence of God is here so strong. Whatever you need, you can take it right now. You can take it right now. You know, while we're here, why don't you turn to the person beside you right now? Why don't you pray for the person beside you right now? Why don't you just love on them? Why don't you just lift them up right now? Whatever it is, you just be led by the Spirit. You don't need to tell. They don't need to tell you what's going on in their lives. You just be led by the Spirit. You just lift them up right now. You speak a blessing over them. You speak healing into their lives. If you learned anything here, you learned from Pastor Donnie on how to be a servant. Serve the person beside you. Speak life into them. Speak peace into them. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Well, glory to God. Well, I'll tell you something. The bridge is a loving bunch, aren't they? I'm going to ask you to go back to your seat because I want to do a couple of other things.